request to devote this session, a few sessions, about marriage, Chuppah and Kiddushin. Maybe we should say Kiddushin and Chuppah, because the order is first comes Kiddushin, then Chuppah, even though in the Jewish tradition was Chuppah first and then Kiddushin. Where is that? Our rabbis tell us on Vayityatzevu betachtit ha'har, when the Jewish people were prepared to come to receive the Torah, it's certain they stood betachtit ha'har, at the foot out of the mountain. That's the simple meaning, tachtit ha'har. Here's the har, they were here. But our rabbi said they were under the mountain. The mountain was picked up and was as a cover for the Jewish people. One, they said, what for that they were under the mountain? Because when God asked the Jewish people, do you want the Torah? They said, Naaseh v'nishma. They didn't even ask for a sample. She said, sure, we will do whatever you want us to do. Let us hear, because if you are giving us, must be something good. If God is giving it, must be good. Then, after they accepted it, they told them the Torah has two parts, Torah Shebechtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, the written Torah and the oral Torah. The oral Torah you will have to study a lot, day and night, lifetime. So that would be too much of a burden. He said, no, we'll take only Torah Shebechtav. We won't take the Torah Shebaalpeh. God said, you accepted Torah Shebechtav? Can't be Torah Shebechtav without Torah Shebaalpeh. Or that they will have to accept Torah Shebaalpeh, or that will be their place. What will be? A burial place. God picked up the mountain, said, here, this will cover them. That's one midrash. Another midrash said, Yonatan ben Uziel, you know that Yonatan ben Uziel gave translation of the whole Tanakh, Bible, the whole Torah, Nevi'im and Ketuvim. And his translation, there is a lot of midrashim in it. One of the best that there is since the Torah was given to now. And they say, who was Yonatan ben Uziel? Yonatan ben Uziel was one of the students of Hillel. Hillel had 80 students. Not 80, he had thousands. But 80 that were very, very great rabbis. And they were divided into three groups. The top group, the middle group, the lower group. The top group, there were 30 of them. The second were 30, another group of 30, that's 60. The lower was number 20. The 20 men, they were of the lower ones. And the Gemara says that the top of the 20 little ones was Yonatan ben Uziel. The youngest one was Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai. And in order to understand their quality, Yonatan ben Uziel and Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai, they said Yonatan ben Uziel was so holy that any bird that flies over the head of Yonatan ben Uziel would be burned. Why? Because there was a beam of light from his head to the sky. Measure what a holy man he was. And the youngest one, Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai, lo hiniyah, lo mikra, velo mishnah, lo halakha, velo agada, lo sifra, sifri, le shu'alim. Everything of the Torah he knew. This is the youngest of the 80. The Gemara tells us, when Hillel was about to die, he gathered all the students to his room before passing away. And he told them to come to him. They came to get his blessing on the last will. And he told them, are you all here? They said, oh, yes, we're all here. He said, I don't see one of you. Rabban Hanan ben Zakkai, where is he? Told me, he's there at the threshold. I said, threshold? Let him in, because he will be the one to enlighten the way of the Jewish people. And they took him in. Already he predicted what Rabban Hanan ben Zakkai is going to be. As the Gemara tells him, his students call him Ner Israel, Amud Imani, Patisha Hazak. The light of the Jewish people is considered the most important pillar of the Jews, because Beit HaMikdash was built on two pillars that they were called one Yachin and one Boaz. And they call him Amud Haimani, Patisha Hazak, who hammered on the enemies of the Jewish people. That is because of him they were relieved and saved from troubles of the enemy. That was Rabban Hanan ben Zakkai. And can you imagine what does it mean? What was he learned? Gemara said, Ra'uy haya Hillel shetishrei alav shechina kemoshe. Hillel deserved to become like Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't he become like Moshe? Because Hador lo haya ra'uy lekach. Hashem put Moshe on a high level because he was the middleman between him and the people. And the people of that time of Moshe, they deserved to have a man like Moshe. People who were at the time of Hillel didn't deserve to have a man like Moshe. That's why Hillel did not appear Hashem to him the way he appeared to Moshe. However, we say Yonatan ben Uzziel was one of the most important person that gave Perush of the Torah. And he explained in many ways, as I said before, what is the Midrashim that there is. Now when we come and say, Vayetzevu v'tachtit ha'har, when Natan ben Uzziel says, what was that tachtit ha'har? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made chupa to the Jewish people. Because it's written, Torah tzivalanu Moshe, morasha. What is the Torah is going to be inheritance from one generation to another forever. Morasha, there is a difference between Yerusha or morasha. Yerusha, the one that inherits his father. Morish, the father that passes the inheritance to his son. Morasha, the Torah would be Morasha, that the first generation passing it to the second, second to the third, and so on, forever. Morasha. And Gemara said, Al tekre Morasha, ela meorasa. We were engaged to our Kadosh Baruch Hu by the Torah. What do you mean engaged? Today, when we talk engage, they don't give the right terms in Hebrew to the word engagement. The engagement that they call today engagement in Hebrew is not erusin. The people think this is erusin. No. This is, there is three terms of word. There is shiduchin, erusin, nisuin. Shiduchin, what they call today engagement. Want to make agreement. This will be the groom, this will be the bride, will be. That is, they start talking, that this boy for this girl for this boy, mabruk, mabruk, okay. They're already knowing each other, designated to get married. Then comes erusin. Erusin, that's a real marriage. What they call engagement, not engagement, that's a marriage. What is it? That he gives something to the bride, and he tells her, accept this thing from me, doesn't matter, big thing, small thing, as long He tells her, I'm giving it to you with the intention that you will become my wife. Accept it from me. She does accept it. He tells her, I'm giving it to you in order to become my wife through this. And if he does that in front of two reliable, I say reliable, you understand, we mean kosher witnesses, to be Shomer Shabbat, to be Kasherim La'idut, people Kasherim, then automatically she becomes his wife. That's what's called Erusin. Nisuin is called when they are going to live together, when they go into a room, into an apartment, and nobody is there, they lock that room, finish. They are considered married. Because when you put a couple that were not married, single, put them in one room together, they are not going to sit one in one corner, one the other corner, say hi there. No. They assume they definitely become husband and wife. They are married. This is hen ayde Yehud, hen ayde Bi'ah, Gemara said. Once there is idea for Yehud that were alone together, means already they work together. This is the law of the Torah. Then there is Shidduchin, Erusin, Nisuin. Shidduchin, they are not married yet. Erusin, they are married. Erusin, they are married. But what do we need Nisuin then? Even though Erusin, they are married, doesn't cover everything. Property sharing, there are a number of things. Or as the Gemara said, Kohen, she is his wife, and Omitamela. She died, not yet. There will be Nisuin. And certain things, Teruma, different things, if they eat or not. There are a number of things are not included in Erusin till Nisuin, till become complete marriage. Even though in Erusin that's marriage, God forbid, if after Erusin they don't want each other, they need a get, they need a divorce. But still they are Me'orasin, not Nisuin. This is the three stages that there is in every marriage. And the Gemara deals a lot about Shidduchin. What is it from the time Shidduchin till Erusin? How long they give the bride to prepare herself? And once she is prepared, if they designate a day of the wedding, and then they change it, there is many laws applies. If she checked herself, examined herself, she became ready, oh, and then they change the date. She has to start over again, checking again, and so on. There are many laws involved in it. That's why we have to know what is it. They used to send gifts. What would the gift, what would be? Should go back in case they change their mind or not. There is a special Gemara on it in Masechet Ketubot. Then comes Ketubah. What do they have to do in the Ketubah? What is the principal things in Ketubah? What is the most important part? What is the duty of a husband towards his wife? What is the obligations that he takes in the Ketubah? Of course, we know from the Torah what are the obligations of a husband towards his wife. She'era, kesuta, ve'onata, lo yigra. He must provide her all her food, what she needs, kesuta clothing, ve'onata, that he gives her the time, that means living with her as a husband and wife. Can come and say, no, I got married. He is in his room, she is in her room. No. His duty is to be with her. No? He can't come and say, no, I don't want. He must. This is marriage, Paul. And so happened, we're talking about this, they requested that from me today. And I find it so, Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the mind of the boys that they want it at the right time. Because where it's written this mitzvah of marriage in the Torah, it's written in two places. In Bereshit and in Parashat Noah. In Bereshit, it's written, when God created man and woman, created Adam and Hava, Vayibarech otam Elohim, God blessed them, Vayomer lahem Elohim, and God told them, Peru urvu, umelu et haaretz v'chevshuha. He said, you should multiply, be fruitful, and increase, fill the land from people like you, v'chevshuha, and conquer it, and rule it. It's written v'chevshuha, v'chevshta, v'chevsha, not, there is no vav after the shin, which means you, the man, more of a duty on you, that you make sure that she is going to produce to her productivity of producing children. But this wasn't a real mitzvah directly, it's a beracha, seems to be. Our rabbis, this is also a mitzvah, because certain by varichotam elohim, by yomer lahem elohim. There's two things. One beracha, and I tell you what to do. But there is a Noah beferush. When Noah and his children came out of the ark, Hashem gave Noah mitzvot. Shofech dam ha'adam va'adam, davar yishafech. What's shofech dam ha'adam va'adam? If you shed the blood of a man, and there is witnesses to it, shofech dam ha'adam va'adam, witnesses, damo yishafech. Ki betzelem Elohim asa et ha'adam. And there is also another thing. Bnei Noah, shofech dam ha'adam, who is ba'adam, who is in Adam, in the stomach of his mother, then it's hayav, damo yishafech. Bnei Noah, mitzuvim al ovarim. Ben Noah, that kills ovar, is a murderer, not Israel. Israel, unless it's born. But Ben Noah, look at that. There is something Ben Noah has penalty of death, Israel doesn't. Because Ben Noah is written, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. But then at the end of that paragraph, the Torah said, Ve'atem peru urvu, shirtzu ba'aretz urvu ba. That's a command. God gave the mitzvah of Priyav Rivyah to Noah Ubanav, Bene Noah. That's what they call one of the mitzvot of Bene Noah. Hashem tzivad Bene Noah. And then passed it to Israel too. This is the mitzvah Priyav Rivyah. And so they told me, Rabbi, speak about Kedushin, about Chuppah. I said, how beautiful it is, suitable exactly to what is written in the parasha of this week. We come and say, a person must understand, our rabbis tell us, in Olam Hazeh there is Yetzer Hara. God created man, ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra min Olam. And the Gemara said, our rabbi tried to stop Yetzer Hara. First they tried to stop Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. They brought the Yetzer Hara, they slaughtered him, that he should not have power anymore over the Jewish people for Avodah Zarah. They succeeded. Bitelu Avodah Yetzer Hara shel Avodah Zarah. How many of the Jews will have Avodah Zarah? They will have Averot, but not Avodah Zarah. No temptation for Avodah Zarah as used to be once upon a time. But they tried to bring also Yetzer Hara of Arayot, to slaughter him. And they did. They brought him they detained him for 3 days. After these 3 days, they went to find an egg. They didn't find. No one was able to find nothing. There is no, without Yetzer Hara, you can't have Priyav Rivyah. Therefore they said, oh no. But they prayed that should not be Yetzer Hara towards people who are very, very close to him, the immediate relatives, to have Arayot. And that's why there is no temptation that a person wants his sister, his mother, to marry his mother. There isn't, as perhaps among Goyim there is, among in the earlier generation used to be. That's why the Torah said, Arvata, Eshet Avicha lo tigadle, and so on. then there is, this is certain Yetzirah was stopped. But Yetzirah Pariyot, they have to have. Without Yetzirah, there's no children. This is why they needed it. Then, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, control yourself. Have Kedusha. A man without getting married, he is a half. Getting married, he becomes unit. And Hachamim praised the one that gets get married at the earlier generation. One rabbi said, I succeeded to become better than all my friends because I got married when I was 16 years old. But I feel sorry I didn't get married at 14. If I would, I would have no Yetzirah at all. He said, if I have a little Yetzirah because of those 2 years that I delayed myself. And this is to show you there is more Kedusha in a person when he gets married earlier. And this is exactly what we say. A person must understand that no question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Tzarah for something good. But the Chilak, as they say, use it only for good. Don't use it for bad. The trouble is that the people run after it too much. They want it again and again. This is, Gemara said, what is Isha? Hametz. Shehakol Rodfim Aharav. What Hametz? The Gemara doesn't say Hametz. I'm saying Hametz. Abbreviation of two, three words that are in the Gemara. Hemet Male Tzoa. Hemet Male Tzoa means a pitcher that filled with a mess. Shehakol Rodfim Aharav. That is the Yetzirah. Ratzim Aharav. Shwaya Shwaya. Not be running after him too much. This is really, the Gemara said, Isha can bring the worst thing to the man and can bring the best. Said, because a man without a woman, the Gemara said, Shavui belo beracha, belo tova, belo simcha, b'li choma, b'li Torah, b'li shalom. There is, and all pesukim, where is b'li Torah? Lo tov heyot ha'adam levado. Ha'ase lo ezer kenegdo. It's no good for a man to be alone. If he is alone, he's not good. When is he being good? When he has a wife. Ha'ase lo ezer kenegdo. What's ha'ase lo ezer kenegdo? I'll make him someone to help him against him. This is a sentence that our rabbis were puzzled. One word against the other. I'll make him a helper against him. Kenegdo, neged is against. Ezer, help. Is it help or against? The Gemara came and said, Zacha, Ezer. Lo Zacha, Kenegdo. It's up to him. If he has the merit, God brings him a wife, that she is good, helping him. If he doesn't have the merit, he's not so good, he brings him a wife, but she gives him the hell. This is lo zacha kenegdo. Then the Gemara is dividing it. She may be Ezer, she may be kenegdo. But one great rabbi I saw in one of the books, Hatam Sofer it's called, he said something beautiful on this. So to my opinion, the explanation of the sentence differently. He said, a man sometimes, by nature, is a very temperamental man, excited, gets nervous right away. And if he will have a wife that she is exactly like him, also temperament, very excited woman, the house will go on fire. Can you imagine? Or there is some man, as they say in English expression, cool as cucumber. Then nothing moves. If Hashem will bring him a wife exactly like him, can you imagine what will be? The house, nothing can develop of them. Doesn't work. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is doing? If a man is very temperamental, brings him a woman, she's very, very calm, and that, okay. Or if he is a very, very cool person, brings him one that's dynamic, she moves the house. Otherwise, nothing will move. That's why I say, Lo Ezer, Kenegdo. She's the opposite of his character. This is, I said, Lo Ezer, I love that perush, and I always repeat it many times to people, to understand that if he has a wife, that she is the same Arabic falfule, and hot pepper, and don't worry. You are very cool, she is God, and that's good. She moves the house. Now, this is Belo Tova, I said. When the Torah said, if there is a wife, there is Tova. Levado lo Tov. With him, God. Beracha, Pasuk. Leaniach beracha el betecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have beracha, you have betecha. Simcha, besamachta ata, ubetecha. You see, always when I say betecha means the people of the house. Who is the people of the house, mainly? The wife. Said in Arabic, they don't call a wife your wife. It's not kef ahl al-bayt. How is the people of the house? Which means, how's your wife? They don't say, how's your wife? It's not nice to say. How are the members of the house, member of the family? This is an expression in Arabic, and that's what the Gemara said. One rabbi praised himself, Ma'olam lo karati li ishti ishti. Hey, my wife, Betty. He said, I called my wife my house, the member of my house, the family. This is the expression in the Gemara. Then that is, Le'aniach beracha al betecha besamachta ata ubetecha. Yesh lo simcha, a person, by having a wife, being simcha. Then, there is, we say, Tova, Beracha, Simcha, Choma. She is protecting him. As the Pasuk said, Nekeva Tesobev Gaber, just like a wall, protecting him. Of course, protecting him, we know. But otherwise, always he thinks about women. He was one, finished. Yesh lo pat besalo, they say. He has the bread, he doesn't worry too much. He can eat the bread tomorrow. He has bread already. Now, this is Choma. Then there is also Torah. Because by a woman, the Torah called the Torah Morasha, Morasa. Compare the Torah to a wife. That means the wife can make him learn Torah better. Why? There is Tahara. Otherwise, his mind always thinking about that one, and that one, and that one, too many. That their mind is not tahor, is not pure, is not clear, and thinking. And this is learning Torah. There is one thing. Or to occupy himself with the Torah, or with his own wife, not others. Now, this is Hashkan of Shobet Torah, covers for this. Then there is what Shalom. The woman brings shalom to the person, a peaceful life. Then we say how important it is to get married and mitzvah periyah periyah. But, as I said, there are those three terms that we say, meshudechet, arusa, and nesua. What is exactly this one they say? In the old time, meshudechet, she never goes to see him and he doesn't see her. They're just designated to become husband and wife later. When they will decide to get married, then they will see each other. And during that time, they didn't see each other. I had a friend, classmate, Alav Shalom, he passed away 2 years ago. When he was young, his father was the chief rabbi of Halab. But the mother died when she was young. The father married another wife. He got married to three, four. One, they died. After one, he takes another one. He lived 95 years old. Was a man, Tzaddik, Kadosh. At the time of the War of Independence, the Arabs wanted to burn the synagogue in Halab. He stayed in the synagogue. They told him to get out. They want to burn it. Said, you burn it, burn me with it. He did not want to get out. Then they took him by force. They carried him. They put him out in order to put the place on fire. This is what how tzaddik he was. And his son, when his mother died, he was raised by his grandfather. The grandfather lived in Yerushalayim. The chief rabbi of Halab is there, married another woman. He took the grandson that was one, the only son from the first wife. The grandfather took him of the mother's side. And he was a great rabbi, Abedin, Yerushalayim. And was raised there. After he was raised there, learned Torah together, Hacham Azra Shayo, Hacham Azra Abadi, not Hacham Azra Shayo that was here, his grandfather. They called him Rav Rabbanan, rabbi of all the rabbis. Hacham Azra Abadi came from Halab to Yerushalayim. I saw him. And Hacham Azra Abadi called him, Hacham Shalom, called this my classmate. I want to see you. He went to him. He said, listen, I have a daughter. I want you to marry her. He knew that she is from a very, very important family. The father is the chief rabbi of Halab. The grandfather, Abedin Yerushalayim. He wants him to marry his daughter. He said, I don't know. He said, listen, I'll give you 50 lira gold, golden lira. Roman coin those days, 50, was a rich man. I'll give him. Said, I'll see, I'll think. He went, then he called him again. He said, I'll give you 100. Not 50, 100 golden lira.
He was holding out the money.
Huh?
He was holding out the money.
Good businessman.
Then, after he spoke to him, they brought her to the room. He saw her for a minute, and then he came to the yeshiva. Then he visited the house of his future father-in-law second time. Again, they saw each other 1 minute, and he came back to the yeshiva. Third time, he was there a little bit more than a minute, a few more minutes. And okay, he said, shalom, he was going, that's just before the wedding. He came to leave out. She told him, okay, shalom. She gave him her hand. And he was embarrassed. He touched her hand. Came to the yeshiva crying. What's the matter, Hacham Shalom? What's the matter? Shema Yisrael. Thank you. What did I do today? The biggest avon in my life. What's the matter? My fiance, I touched her hand. I said, okay, Hacham Shalom. I said, you're going to marry her. God will forgive you. So God will forgive me. He started crying. Did you read in the books what they say about it? Yad liyado inna kemedina shel geinam. He started with all what the books said about it. Israel, I said to myself, this was, I'm talking 50 years ago, a little bit more than 50. What will people would say about the world of today? We go, wedding, mixed dancing, they jump like a monkey, they call it monkey dance. Well, you know, Shema Israel, what there is. And all of a sudden they dance together. You are so, such a lovely girl. Really, you are very pretty and that. She said, what a nice man this is. What a lousy one I have in the house. You know? Then right away she started thinking, maybe I should get rid of that one. Maybe be more satisfied with this one. For the time being, maybe. After she get this one for one, he becomes lousy too. This is a Kedusha, Kedushat HaHayim that was unbelievable. They never saw each other. When they saw, the Gemara said, Asur la'adam lekadesh isha ad she'yireha. He must see her. Why? Because maybe the enemy will come and say, I was misled, I didn't know. I thought she's pretty, she's not. You know, no, you have to see her. Asur la'adam kadesh isha ad she'yireha. What the Torah about Abraham Avinu, when he went to Mitzrayim, he told her, Ata yadati ki isha yafat mo'ead, that next week in the parasha. Ata yadati, now I know that you know what happened all the time you were married. He didn't see her. He saw her maybe before they got married, and all the years they were married, he didn't see her. Ata yadati, how did he know now? So they went, they had to cross the water, and saw her reflection in the water. He knew, Shema Israel, this is was Avraham Avinu, to tell you how, what kind of purity of life they had. This is the Kedusha, one, his wife. We are talking, what is, today we told them, what's wrong with mixed dancing? The children, they ask her, nothing wrong. What's wrong? Well, it's a good thing. Then one tells me, I dance with you, my wife. You have to dance with your wife in front of everybody else? For what? But this is style. Otherwise, you're backward. You're from the generations of the old time. We are living in modern time, modern Midron, slope down. Sliding down, that's the Kornivu Midron. This is modern. But this is the truth. Kedusha. God created a woman to give him Kedusha, not to think about others. Here the opposite. Look at me and how nice you are. And so on. And you can't avoid it today. I know for myself. We didn't look at girls until we became 20. We were within four walls of Torah. Here every lady gives you her own hand. You embarrass her, you don't have the courage to embarrass the woman. But this is, what is it? The Torah said, very shabby nidat to matalo tikrab. Most women are nidot, and so on. There are many things. There's arayot, and we come and say today, that's the idea of that. You must be backward from the old time, the darkness of those days. Well, where are you? To come to think differently. It hurts because sometimes you tell people, is that true? They come to ask me, young man, mixed dancing is not allowed. What's wrong with it? Even they don't see anything wrong. There's not. But they don't think that life altogether of people being disturbed by that. What is the idea of dancing? That old son, They're not happy to dance with the wife. May I dance with you? They say about one of the professors that he went to a very pretty girl and he was very, very smart. And I told him how beautiful it is if we will get married and the child will be, they will be handsome like me and very wise like you. He told her, but I'm afraid that would be the opposite. He would look like me and would take your understanding. They say also another thing. There was a professor who was very, very short that he came and he told, he offered, let's have a dance. She told him, I don't dance with children because he was very little. And he told her, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that the lady is pregnant. I done this with children. But anyhow, I'm saying that what goes in the world, what goes on? a different world altogether. From Shaul, nachon or no? We are living in a different time. This is what we come to say. And it is saying, the father, Shlosha Shutafim Ba'adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv Ve'imo. There are God, the father, and the mother. Father, what does he give the child? The bones come from the father. Halovin, everything that white also comes from the father. Even the white of the eye comes from the father. The darker part comes from the mother. And I am not any dumb, and so number of things. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the third, gives the neshama, the third part. Shlosha shutafim ba'adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv, ve'imo. And the Gemara says, Ish Isha, Ish Aleph Yotshin, Isha Aleph Shin He. What is there? Two letters are the same, man and woman. One letter is different. Ish is Yod, Isha is He. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if you are good, I put myself with you. Yod Ke. If not, I'll remove my name. The woman's name, what becomes?
Ish.
Fire. Then the whole thing goes on fire. This is exactly. Now, the father gives the atzamot. That's to say, En shalom ba'atzamai. Epeni hatati. Hatati not always means avon. There's pasuk in Tehillim. En shalom ba'atzamai. Epeni hatati. Kavonatai avu shik masach aved. Ichvedu m'meni. What is hatati? Hatati sometimes means avon. Even the avon, why do you call it het? Means hissaron. It's written in Nevi'im that Bathsheba came to David, she told him, is that true that you made the brother of Shlomo to be a king? He said, you know, if you did, after you die, you know what will happen to us? Ba'iti ani ubni Shlomo hatayim. We'll be missing from the world, which means we will be killed. We won't be in existence. Then het means hisseron. No, won't be anymore. En shalom ba'atzamai, b'nei hatati. My atzamot, which is that he gives to the child. En shalom. Why b'nei hatati? Because I'm missing a wife. This is what? To tell you how important that a person should try to get married. Now, when we come to there is marriage, we'll go directly to the law, speak about it. I said, the earlier the better, but sometimes a person can. Then you will be occupied with Torah. That's what will save him. And when a person gets married, there is beracha. What beracha? Pirate was supposed to say, Asher kedishan mezotav tzibanu, nisa isha. We don't say that. Why? Because the purpose is not only the nisuin. The purpose is for what? Birya v'ribya. Birya when it comes, when the child comes. Then he can't come and say, Asher kedishan, since the purpose of the mitzvah is not there. Therefore, they give mitzvah that beracha, because everything that you getting benefit from it, you have to say beracha. And person gets benefit to have a wife. That's why I say beracha. But the beracha that they did it, it's not directly beracha of Sheba, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu al ha'arayot, v'asar lanu et ha'arusot, v'hitir lanu et ha'nisuot lanu, al yedei chuppa v'kidushi. Now it is that God sanctified us and made our sword forbidden. Which our sword? Even our own our sword. If a person made erusin. What's erusin we said? The erusin, as we said, sheduchin, there is nothing, only gift. Erusin, he gives her something to become his wife. Now, even though she became his wife, he's not allowed still to be with her till the time that will be already ceremony, Shabbat Berachot, there's Chuppah, then he's allowed to be on. Otherwise, he's not. Ve'aser lanu et arusot. Even our own arusot. More, if the arusot to somebody else, that's already reshet ish. Ve'hitir lanu et hanesuot lanu. Not hanesuot, hanesuot asurot. Hanesuot lanu. Al yedei chupa. Here's the question. Was al yedei chupa ve'kedushin? She said, Adi Kiddushin, Bihuppah, what comes first? Kiddushin. But they say, Adi Dihuppah, Be Kiddushin. Bet. What is Adi Huppah, Be Kiddushin? Adi Dihuppah, by the Kiddushin that was before. This is the simple meaning. But also there is a hint for what was with Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, what was, we said, at the beginning, I started saying, that the Huppah was with a mountain. The Kiddushin was when he gave them the Torah. The Huppah of the mountain was before the Kiddushin. That's why they had said Ali the Huppah first, and then the Ashkenazim really they don't say Be Kiddushin. They say Ali Huppah, Ve Kiddushin. We say Be Kiddushin. Then this is the Beracha, main Beracha for that. Who was supposed to say this Beracha? The groom. The groom and his wife. But we don't. We let somebody else say it. Why? Because they don't want to embarrass somebody who doesn't know to say the bracha. The ruling is that at every marriage, somebody else say it, but if this is really belongs to the Hatan, the one that says it should have in mind that he is saying it for the Hatan. And the Hatan has to think also